Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, listeners. This is Joyce Kyles, Executive Director of Walking Into a New Life. Thank you so much for tuning in for another broadcast of Boots on the Ground. And if this is your first time tuning in, we just like to extend a hearty welcome to each and every one of you. For those of you, again, if this is your first time listening, Walking Into a New Life's mission is to stop domestic violence and help stabilize victims through a series of projects, programs, and initiatives that we host throughout the year. And Boots on the Ground is just another one of those initiatives. It's an opportunity for us to be able to share with our listening audience what different people are doing around the community, around the country. And we are so pleased that each and every week we have been able to provide you with information, news, current events, tangible resources from those individuals. Some names are very well known, and then some you may not have ever heard of before. But I can assure you each and every week we have had passionate, caring individuals who have been able to provide a lot of different perspectives on what can be done in their neighborhoods, their communities around the country to increase the livelihood and make lives better with their respective different things that they are concerned about. So there's a lot of different social issues, and while domestic violence and sexual assault are our primary focuses, always know that we support and have guests on our show from anywhere from reproductive justice to economic empowerment. And today, our very special guest, we titled this The Rich Perspective because we are so pleased to have the very rich, raw, real, and retrospective Dr. C. Denise Richardson on our show again. She was with us back in December as we prepared for a Mountain Movers conference, and that was a phenomenal experience. I'm so honored to have been a part of that. But this time, we have brought Dr. C. back to talk about some things that she's been working on and given a different perspective on child abuse, child sexual abuse to be rather specific, talk about the Power Shapers Conference that she recently hosted, her Periscope series. She just has a lot of great things going on. So without further ado, I'd like to present to some and introduce to others none other than our very own Dr. C. Denise Richardson. Dr. C., welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Joyce. You are truly an inspiration to so many of us, and I'm just blessed to be able to share with your listening audience and be a part of this great work that God has given you to do.
Well, thank you so much. I am honored as well to have you back on the show and being able to share with those of us who, some of us who may not be as familiar with you. If you don't mind, take a moment and just introduce or reintroduce to our listening audience who you are, and from there, go right into the Power Shakers Conference. Tell us about that as well.
Oh, wow. So listen, I'm just like your listeners. I am a woman who has experienced so many challenges in life, and it started when I was a child. So forward to now, I mean, I just had a myriad of issues growing up as an only child. The perspective that many people had was that I had everything, and they would be correct in some aspects. However, the main ingredient that I was missing was the love of my mother. I didn't feel that, and hence the snowball effect of being introduced to intimacy, and I do mean sexual intimacy, as a child. And 4 years old, and that just, you know, changed my whole view on life, on people, on who I was. And just fast forwarding to now, I eventually made up my mind at around 22 to enroll in school, get back in school, because I'd had my first child at 19. Let me get back in school. I need to be an educator. My passion and my drive, since we're talking about the purpose, and, you know, we're talking about purpose today, and rich purpose at that, I said, let me see how I can best serve. At that time, I didn't know to what extent, but I knew that I loved English. I was always great with speaking. I'm a loud mouth. I always was good with writing, so went back to school and earned my degree, went through the teacher ed program, and just, you know, began to build and you know, pave my way in what I believed was going to be until retirement. So, but anyway, I continued to go to school. I just could never learn enough. And some people are resistant to that. They feel like that you must have a motive. You're trying to fill a void. But with me, I had just, you know, I felt and I believed that credentials, especially in the world, credentials mean so much to so many people. And so I knew that listening to the Holy Spirit that I needed to go back to school. I needed to build on my foundation. And I knew that those would be door openers in some instances. So went back to school and continued to pursue school, but I also knew that there was something still missing. It was just not enough being a public educator. I just did not have the reach. I didn't feel that I had the reach, the divine connection to do and to say what I wanted to say. And so as I reflected, growing older and growing more mature, I said, there's got to be a way. And I've always been attracted to helping women because, you know, people would look at me and see the outer shell and think she's attractive. This was before I gained the weight that I gained. That's my inside humor, Joyce. But, you know, I knew that I needed something more because beauty fades. And I wanted to reach out to women in a tangible way. Women would be amazed when they would connect with me and then hear about the sexual abuse or about the physical abuse that I endured as a 16 to 19 year old. And so I felt like there were some other things. And it wasn't in the brick and mortar necessarily, but it was sitting with women similar to you, Joyce. I would go to workshops. I would go to any type of training. And I would listen and I would read. And I wasn't an avid reader. You must know that. I wasn't an avid reader. I read because it was a requirement in some of my courses of study. You know, we had to learn about literature. You know, we had to learn these things. It was mandatory to be in the teacher ed program. So I would force myself. But then I found myself wanting to read, desiring to read. And fast forward until to today, it just, for the last, I guess, 3 to 5 years, just been a unsettling in my spirit. And so I was thinking about how we always say movers and shakers. You know, they hang with the movers and shakers. If you want to be in the know, you got to get with the movers and shakers. And God just turned that thing around, Joyce, and he showed me mountain movers. Those are the people that I want you. I want that to be a part of who you are, helping women, because I needed to tie this thing together. I needed to know how could I help women? How could I help them to overcome being intimidated by people who don't look like them or who don't look like me? How did I do it? How can I help other women to realize that although they may not have the finances or the resources, because like I said, growing up, I was an only child. My mom was an RN. People thought I was privileged, and I was to a degree. But what would make these other people feel that they weren't equal to me or that they were less than me, less than I was? So hence the title and the theme God gave me. He birthed that thing through me, Joyce, and he was like, mountain movers. What you need to do is help women identify mountains, and you need to help them understand how they can move those mountains. And once they do that, they can uncover or discover their purpose. You know, those things that they're passionate about, their purpose needs to be awakened. It needs to be shaken. And so this journey, like I said, for the last 3 to 5 years, I've been planning. I've been, you know, there have been a few hiccups or life hacks that have happened in my life, but nonetheless, I continue to write it down. I continue to do Habakkuk 2 and 2, and we say that all the time, but I did. I would write these things down. I would write, you know, my thoughts down, jot them here or there, and that comes to last year when God just audibly spoke to me, mountain movers, and then the next, not logical step, but the next godly step is what he gave me, would be for them, for their purposes to be shaken. I contacted women who were in a different income bracket, women who spoke differently than I, women who were not sexually abused per se, women who had functional relationships with their parents, more importantly, with their mothers, women who had not had given birth in their early teen years, such as I have. I connected with these women because I had in some way or in some path of my life in this trajectory that God had placed me on, or in some instance that I put myself in and he allowed it, I had met these women. I had shared with them. I had discussed with them in part certain things, maybe not the abuse, maybe not purpose, but something. And so God gave me the determination and the ability to just reach out to these women. He said, you know, you can't inspire women to allow their purposes to be awakened, and you won't stare down fear and overcome that mountain to connect with them. And so that's what I did. And so here is Purpose Shakers being birthed. And so that was an amazing symposium. Women from all different careers, all different childhoods, all different looks. I mean, these women had different ethnicities. I knew some of them from different organizations, and, you know, some of them are more intellectual than I am. Some of them speak, you know, have words that I have no, even being an English teacher, have no idea what they mean, but I wasn't afraid. I wasn't intimidated. So Purpose Shakers is one of my, it's my most notable conference. It's a professional symposium where I bring together professional women who may not be entrepreneurs, but they enjoy doing what they do, and they can share with you you know, pointers or concepts that will help to propel or to bring forward your business. Your business may be successful, but maybe it can be a little bit more successful. So that's what I endeavor to do, is to bring together women from the professional realm to speak with other women. And what I'd like to say, Joyce, before I hand it back over, is women in purpose, firing women of purpose. So every year, that's, the theme may be tweaked a little bit, or there may be an addition, but it's always going to be women who have acknowledged and are in their purposes, who seek to inspire women who know purpose, maybe, possibly, but they're just not actively engaged in their purposes.
All right. Well, thank you very much for bringing everyone up to speed with how all of this came about. You know, I think that it's important to have laid that foundation so that people can really see, understand, and appreciate your journey. I have the benefit of knowing you personally, so I know a lot of those intimate details, but I'm so glad that you are the transparent person that you are and sharing the way that you are, because that is what helps those who are listening to either find what it is that they need for themselves or to be able to share that information with someone within their circles. And, you know, one of the things that I enjoy most about hosting this show every week is what I said at the beginning of the show, and that is being able to provide a platform, regardless to whatever your particular social passions may be. You know, mine may be more focused on domestic violence and sexual assault because that's my areas of expertise. That's what I know and understand. But I do recognize that we have listeners who are interested in other issues, and I'm so glad that we're able to provide that each and every week. The idea of Boots on the Ground is to make sure that people receive the tangible resources that they need so that they can be their best selves. So I wanted to point out again for those who are just tuning in for the first time that I am Joyce Kyles, Executive Director of Walking Into a New Life, and we just want to thank you for taking the time out to listen to our broadcast of Boots on the Ground. I also want to point out that Dr. C. Denise, you are just as beautiful on the inside as the outside. So I heard that joke about the weight. The weight is not an issue. And I'm sure your husband has told you that more than once. But I do appreciate your transparency and your willingness to work with women and to help them to be the best that they possibly can be. You know, everybody has a different focus. We have some that are really focused on the team, some who are focused with working with just men, and then those that are working with women. So I encourage each and every person, especially if this is your first time tuning in, go back and listen to the replays. because we've had some wonderful people on this show, and the fact that Dr. C has been on with us twice now, you know, that speaks to not only who she is and what she does, but also to the degree of information and wealth of knowledge that she can bring from many different perspectives. So, again, we're just pleased to have you on the show with us. And I like how you tied in logical steps versus godly steps, you know, because we have these ideas about what it is that we think we're supposed to do and what we want to do and how we want it done. And then, you know, the joke goes, there's our plan and then there's God's plan. So you never go wrong when you take God's directive, you know, and it's not always for us to understand, but it is for us to be obedient and to go forward. And it never fails if we're always just focused on what he wants us to do and let him guide how it happens. It will always be successful 100% of the time, because that's just the way it works. So I wanted to just put those plugs in. And one of the things that we talked about, I'm going to switch gears just a bit, is before we got on air, you shared with me about your latest endeavor and special giveaway that you have. So I'd like to open the floor at this time for you to share about what your latest endeavor is, for which I am extremely excited about. But go ahead and share it with our audience and tell us about the giveaway.
Thank you so much, Joyce. Oh, thank you for being an inspiration and a voice. I just think about, oh my goodness, how many lives we can impact and how, you know, there are entertainers that we look up to, but even they are interested just like you. I'm not going to get into that. I'm going to answer your question, you know, but they know what I'm talking about. You know, they're watching. I mean, people are watching. People are watching. And when they love what you do and it touches the community and it changes lives and impacts and transforms lives, these entertainers, God will raise up some people who will become benefactors of sorts. But anyway, resources. But my latest endeavor, yes, my book, Mountain Movers, Moving Mountains and Taking Names, it will be available to you this coming weekend, Friday the 27th. It's a slated date for release. I'm excited about that. And for the listeners, Joyce, I would like for somebody to inbox you or text or however it's set up. And the first one to do this, the first woman anyway, because that's the type of T-shirts that I have, your listeners, I know that they're shaking purpose. I know that they're impacting maybe children's lives, maybe women, maybe families. I don't know. But they're doing something, and I would love to be able to bless one of your listeners with a T-shirt that reads Purpose Shakers, because that's what they're absolutely doing. They're shaking purpose in the lives of those from their passion. And I just want to sow a seed. If I had the book right now, I would also be sowing a book, a copy of that, because they most undoubtedly had to move mountains, you know, because it's not something that, you know, easy to come by. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness. So when we're trying to help other people identify their purposes, things will happen, and they have to get over those mountains to be able to help other people, you know, to be aware of their purposes. So I just want to sew a T-shirt, and I would also like to share with your listening audience, whether they're in Memphis, Tennessee, or the surrounding areas, beginning in June, I will be offering two mentorship programs. The one is for your professional life, and it's the She Is Rich Mastermind. This particular group is for women who are already you know, business leaders. They may be just starting out or, you know, have a vision and a mission statement. That's a requirement that they must have that, at least a mission statement, when they fill out the application on my website. But we'll collaborate 2.5 hours, and it's the mastermind, because when brilliant minds come together, we can get so much accomplished. It's about everything that I believe in. It's about us women, getting together, collaborating, connecting, and it's not a tea party. It's not where we're going to socialize, so to speak. We're here to grind it out. once a month, and by the third month, because it's a six-month mentorship program, by the third month, I'm believing, and I'm giving them the Dr. C guarantee that they will see improvement in where they started 3 months prior. And by the end of the 6 months, they should see a significant difference in if they follow the suggestions and the assignments that will be afforded in the mastermind class. The other mastermind is this She Is Rich Bombshell. This is for the personal side. It's for those women who still are challenged with who they are, like you allowed me to tease a little bit about my weight. Some people can't tease about their weight. It's still a delicate issue. It's a place of insecurity. It's a mountain. It may prevent them from living in purpose because they feel like they don't fit the bill to be offering what they offer. And so I would love to work with these women as well. So I would love to invite them to go to the website as well. It's a six-month program as well, and these two groups meet on different nights during the week. One will meet on a Tuesday for 2.5 hours. The other will meet on a Thursday for 2.5 hours. We would do this for 6 months, and the same Dr. C guarantee applies. And within 3 months, you know, they'll see a significant change or difference or growth. And by the end of 6 months, they should be well on their way to being transformed, where they won't be hindered anymore in their personal lives. So it may be something to do with past relationships. It could be anything to do with their personal lives, you know, something about them being a mother maybe, or, you know, just how they feel about themselves that keeps them bound and not being able to successfully secure that endeavor that they would like to launch. So those, and then my final offer, I'm right now working on an anthology, A Purpose Shakers, the book, Women in Purpose, Inspiring Women of Purpose. And we have a website where their chapter will be featured. They will be featured on that website. We will help. We will assist. And when I say we, I mean my team, and with Doreen as well. Doreen is my business manager. We will assist the women in hammering out their thoughts, you know, if they should need assistance with that. But I'm looking for 15 to 18 women to share their purpose shaker's journey, you know, whatever it is. And even men, you're welcome as well. Let me not say men as well. If you consider yourself to be a purpose shaker, you're active in your community, and people have shared with you how you changed or transformed their lives, I would love for you to be a part of this anthology, the Purpose Shakers book. So contact me at www.cdrunlimited.com. That's Creating Definite Results Without Limits, .com, and click on the Let's Collaborate. So the first individual, the woman who contacts you, Joyce, I need her information. I'm going to get this T-shirt out to her, either black or white, and her size, and just love to do that.
All right. So I hope you all were listening very intently, and, of course, the replay will be available usually within 10 minutes of the show ending, so I will be sharing that. This is what I'm going to ask my listening audience to do. First person who inboxes me, either on the Boots on the Ground fan page or the Walking Into a New Life fan page, I will be checking both, and I will check to see, based on the time, who responds where first. So that's on Facebook, Boots on the Ground, or Walking Into a New Life. I will check to see who actually responded first. There's a T-shirt waiting for a deserving woman. So that's not to be discriminatory, but this is about the ladies this evening. So the first lady, please respond. I will make sure that I get that information to you, Dr. C. And I'm already seeing, I already know that we have a winner, but I do need to check the time just to compare who
Yay!
Responded on which page first. So
Yay!
Someone will be receiving that shirt. And I want you all to really take heed to the offerings that she gave and how to get in touch with her. These do begin in June, so time is of the essence. See, Denise, we have like a minute left. What I would like for you to do is to offer that website address once more, and then for just a moment, any last words or comments that you would like to leave with our audience.
Okay, yes. Well, the website again is www.cdrunlimited.com. And just parting words, listening audience, male or female, just know that you are important. Someone needs to hear you. Someone needs to see you. Someone needs to know that they too can make it, that their purpose, their reason for being here is not in vain. And although it's challenging, it can be done, and that there's nothing too hard for God, especially when you have rich tribes. So in saying that, I'm thankful and I'm honored that Joyce is a part of the rich tribe of women that I connect with. And you would be very blessed to be able to connect with women outside of the general circle to add to your rich tribes. So thanks so much again, Joyce.
Oh, well, thank you so much for your kind words and for agreeing to be a guest on the show again. As always, it is a pleasure to connect with you, to talk with you, to share with you, and to be able to provide a platform that gives women such as yourself another means of being able to connect, to empower, to engage, to inspire. I'm really, really adamant about making sure that this show provides tangible resources, provides success stories. So many times we talk about making people aware of the different social effect our communities, and I'd like to move beyond the awareness piece and putting things in action so that we can empower one another, that we can educate one another, that we're not just awake and you know, part of the walking dead, that we're actually moving in a way that is purposeful, that it is shaking up some of those demons that have resonated within our homes and our churches and, you know, our communities as a whole, and how we can turn this around so that people can actually be helped and healed. So that's what Boots on the Ground is about. That's what I'm about personally. I know that's what your mission is, to work with women to get them where they need to be. And, again, I would just encourage our listening audience to please make sure that they take advantage of the masterminds that Dr. C has provided as an option. You know, consider becoming part of the anthology, and certainly make sure that you have reached out regarding the T-shirt, though, like I said, I do believe that we already have a winner. I saw it light up, the message boards light up, so I know that we do. So thank you all so much for tuning in. Last words for me, I just want to remind everyone that May is Mental Health Awareness Month. So if you or someone you know may be going through some mental challenges, may have some mental issues, may just want a little more clarity about what that is and how to get the help and resources you need, please, please, please feel free to reach out to us. Our email address is info@wianl.org. Again, that's info@wianl.org. And our phone number is 901-466-6182. Again, that's 901-466-6182. And, of course, you can always message us on our Blog Talk Radio fan page, or you can go to the Walking Into a New Life fan page and send us a message. Be more than happy to get you some information about resources that are available. And, of course, if you or someone that you know is going through a domestic violence situation, help and resources are available. You can start with us, and we will certainly get you directed to where you need to go. And if you are in immediate danger, hang up with us right now and call 911. As always, I am Joyce Kyles, Executive Director of Walking Into a New Life. This has been another broadcast of Boots on the Ground. And as always, we are so pleased to have you join us each and every week. If this was your first time joining us, then we hope that you will come back, share this information with others. Feel free to listen to the replays and share them with others. That is the only way that we can work towards healing our communities. And if we do it one community at a time, then we will see a nationwide ripple effect of positivity to further impact men, women, and children around the country. Be blessed. We look forward to having you join us again on next week. Bye-bye.